You mean their skin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the man who packs, who cuts meat in town would be called a
butcher.
And then, and meat packed in a casing would be called, you grind it up.
Oh, sausage?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then if meat is left out too long,
it's spoiled, sours, it gets old.
And when you slaughter a hog, you take that meat, you put the head into the, you boil the head and you get that.
Yeah, you can make souse meat.
Okay. And is that the same thing as hog head cheese?
I don't know. Not quite a hog head cheese, no.
Souse meat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then how is that made? Is that made with vinegar and?
Oh, they ground it out. I don't really know. The wife makes it. I don't know. She used some pickles, I think, with it. And
yeah. Did you ever make anything with tripe?
Tripe?
Yeah.
No, I know what tripe is, but I never cared for tripe.
That's a stomach, isn't
that's
it?
That's a stomach of a beef.
Uh-huh.
Of a beef.
Yeah. And then anything with, now, you talked about the liver mush and liver pudding. Mm. Are liver mush and liver pudding two different things?
No, it's the same thing.
Okay, and how was that made?
Well, that was the liver and the lights, as we said a while ago,
yeah,
all ground up together, and they cooked it and ground it up together with a regular sausage grinder, and they put their seasoning in it, you know, the pepper.
So that's hog liver or beef liver?
No, that's hog liver.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then did they ever make anything with cornmeal, mixing that chopped liver into cornmeal?
I don't think we did.
Something they call vinky or...
I don't know. I'm not acquainted with it.
Or anything with the blood of
that. Well, I know one person used the blood, but we never did.
You know what he made?
No, it was, no, I don't. I don't know what the woman made with it. I don't know what she called
it. Who was she?
She's a Mrs.
Uh-huh.
She used the blood and fixed it somehow.
Was she a German?
No, she was a native right around here.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That was a German snake.
No, Mrs. And she's the only person I ever heard using the blood and making something out of it. I never did eat in it. I never did somehow want it.
Yeah.
And I never did bother about it. Uh-huh.
How about something with cornmeal in the juice from souse meat?
I don't know.
The scrapple?
I never heard it.
Never heard of scrapple. Mm-hmm. And if butter is left out too long, it gets...
soft.
Yeah, or then if it turns bad, you'd say it's getting a
little... old. Rank.
Yeah, rank. Mm-hmm. Now, rank would be, and how about strong?
That's right. Strong is a good word.
Strong, the same thing as rank?
Yes. Strong and rank, same thing.
Okay. But if it gets beyond rank, now some people eat rank butter or strong.
Yeah,
butter.
I know they do. I like sausage when they're a little old.
Uh-huh.
Not exactly rank, but let them get a little old.
Uh-huh.
If you put them in the can, cook them, put them in the can, they won't get old. They won't age.
Uh-huh.
But if you put them in the cloth bag, they will.
Uh-huh.
Slice it off, you know, uh-huh, like you buy them out of the store.
Uh-huh. Well, I wondered if you ever used, but when it gets beyond rank...
Then it's spoiled.
Okay. Now, milk, when it's just starting...
It's bleak.
Okay, what's that?
Bleak.
Yeah, you'd say the milk is
bleak.
It
bleaked.
It bleaked.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there it goes to...
Buttermilk, sour milk.
Uh-huh. And then to, how about when it gets lumpy?
Well, that's clabber.
Okay, and the cheese they make from that.
Is, yeah.
Now, did I ask you yesterday about the cheese they make from that?
Clabbered milk.
They
make cottage cheese out of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when they, to get the impurities out of milk, they have to, they used to run, sometimes they pour it through cloth in order to get the...
Strain it.
Yeah. Now, when they separate milk and take the cream off, the top, and they skim it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What do they sometimes call that stuff that's left?
Skim milk?
Yeah, another name for that.
I don't know.
You ever heard it called Blue John?
Yes, I've heard that expression, Blue John.
For skim milk.
Yes, sir, I've heard it called Blue John.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't take that food in here, but...
Mm-hmm. And then did your mother ever bake an apple pie? You put the